grief following suicide is so complex. Those left behind struggle with all kinds of emotions, guilt, fear, shame, and so many questions. Joe was my precious brother, who was only 16 months younger than myself. He was a busy boy. He was so full of life, and he grew into a handsome and thoughtful young man. He had a lot of friends, and he was smart and athletic. He loved football, and he absolutely adored his nephews. He loved his family. Losing him was so difficult. Losing him way too soon by suicide was almost unbearable. The realization that my brother didn't give me or anyone the opportunity to fix this problem, whatever it was just beyond my comprehension. Was there no one that he trusted enough to share his problems with? I'm his sister. How could I have missed it? He must have thought that he was beyond fixing. There are still days that I still feel I could have helped him if I had just had the chance to intervene. And this is guilt that still haunts me today. One moment I think that he hid his desperation and his hopelessness from us. And the next moment I think, no, maybe I just missed his cries for help. Maybe I was blind to them. After all, I never remember thinking, oh, Joe is depressed. That word wasn't in my vocabulary. I used the word moody. Even the night that he came to our dad's 70th birthday celebration, just hours before he took his life, I noticed that he was really quiet and he was really standoffish. He was in that mood. I now think what an effort it must have been for him to be there, feeling what he must have felt. Even after 13 years, I have many unanswered questions. I'm reminded of a statement the investigating officer made just a day after my brother's death. As our family gathered around him in the living room of my parents' home, I could sense anticipation from everyone as we hung on his every word, hoping for that aha moment of understanding why. Why would he choose to leave us like that? The officer said that we would never have all of our answers to the questions, and even more likely, our list of questions would grow with time. And he was correct. The days immediately following Joe's death were filled with waiting. We waited for the next thing. It's hard to explain, but we waited for the officer to come and to speak to us. We waited to go to the funeral home and to make the plans. We waited for the autopsy report to come back. I think my mind just needed something to focus on. But as each of these tasks was completed, I was slapped with the realization that Joe was gone and that this was permanent. I remember the funeral director advising us not to have an open casket. My brother suffered a gunshot wound to the head. At first, my parents agreed to this, but after further thought, they changed their minds and they asked that our family be able to see him. When we arrived for the viewing, we were told not to touch him and not to remove the veil that was placed over him in the casket. As difficult as it was to see him like that, I'm so thankful that I did, because if I hadn't seen him, I don't think I would have ever believed that it really happened. Survivors of suicide not only suffer the loss of a loved one, but sometimes suffer pain and isolation from a community that may be perplexed and uninformed about suicide. There was a time when those who died by suicide weren't allowed to be buried in a cemetery with their loved ones. I can tell you there's still a stigma surrounding suicide. After losing my brother, I had a woman tell me that there's no place in heaven for a person who dies by suicide. I do not believe this, but it felt like her words just sucked the very air out of my lungs. I'm sharing these things with you for several reasons. If you're contemplating suicide, please, please talk to someone. Please choose to live. Rehearse now the overwhelming consequences of your choice to end your life, and maybe you will be more prone to choose to live. No matter how dark it may seem to you right now, remember, darkness is not a thing. Darkness is only the absence of light, and your darkness can be filled with light. Think about the overwhelming consequences of your choice, and please choose life. If you've suffered the loss of someone you love to suicide, please remember who God is. Remember his greatness. Think of him when questions flood your mind, like why did God allow this to happen, and how can he possibly use this for good? Some questions can be answered, and some we don't have answers for. But is it possible that what we don't know can actually strengthen us? We do know that God keeps the world suspended over nothingness. He spreads the sky over the heavens. He fills the clouds with water, yet they do not burst with the weight. He set the boundary between heaven and earth. And when we look at all God can do, the power that he has over nature, and the love and the care he has for us, we remember his greatness. I want to share words that someone spoke to me shortly after my brother's death. He said, "Jenny, do you realize that as much as you love your brother, Jesus loves him so much more?" I found so much truth and so much peace in those words. Think about this. Suicide is a tragedy. But perhaps an even greater tragedy than suicide is a life that's forever defined by it. It's been hard to condense 43 years of my brother's life into a few moments. He obviously had some dark days, but he also had light and happy days. And I won't allow his life to be defined by how he died, but how he lived. I will remember the happy times. My brother can never be replaced. Your loved ones can never be replaced. You can never be replaced. Every life is valuable, and life is definitely worth the fight. He can be trusted with your life.